Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Straight Out of a Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.
And here he is, the man himself, Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, the Neuron Report. Good morning, my man.
Good morning, brother, poor man. Yeah, that was kind of fun last night. I was hearing a lot of different Neuron stories about the people that were there too. So that they're going to be, I'm going to try to get them on the show as well. But today we're going to have my friend Angela Levitt. Her sister was hit by a drunk driver in 2008, and she was in a coma for 10 years. And then she passed away, bless her soul, you know. But we have Angela Levitt on the show today. So I'm going to turn it over to Angela Levitt. Good morning, Angela. Welcome to KOCI.
Good morning, Matthew. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Angela, obviously this is the Neuron Report. Tell us the story about your sister.
Like Matthew said, my sister was hit by somebody that was drinking and driving. She was T-boned in an accident. She was going to meet my mom and I. And it, you know, obviously, without saying, it was a great tragedy for her and my family. And I wanted to tell the story just to show how drinking and driving could not only, you know, impact the person in the accident, but the whole family. So we went to visit my sister daily, and so did Matthew. And I met him after her accident. He's such a blessing to our family.
Well, what happened to her once the accident happened?
So she was unconscious and went into a coma. And so they took her to the hospital. So we went every day and just read to her and, you know, talked to her and, you know, she was responsive at first, and Matthew would come in, but she never recovered and never got out of her coma.
How many years?
10 years.
Matt?
She was a fighter like everyone that's in a coma, but because she was in it, she was... And I'm going to say, Angela, I'll say it. She was hit by the drunk driver, and then she had to be pried out with jaws of life, and they had to remove her bone flap for, it was 2 years, right, Angela?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and then they put it back on, and she was a fighter through everything, and she could, and that's why I wanted to bring out for the coma therapy and how she was hit by the drunk driver, and how that it just doesn't just affect the person that gets a DUI, because they lived and everything was good, but it's look at what happens, you know? And so then, but it was just a blessing. Angela's family was very kind, blessing, beautiful, and we were there every day, like she said, and she would, because when Angela and I would be in there, we'd see different things that, oh, she's in there, because she would blink, she'd move her eyes, she'd move her mouth, she'd do all these different things. That, like how Barbara said, it's her own community of itself that no one really gets until they're in it. I don't mean to sound like a punk, but it's just anything that we do, you know? Anything, because I know how to be a DJ like the good old poor man here. He's been doing it forever.
That is true. Angela, really sorry about your loss. That must have been just absolutely excruciating to have to see your sister for 10 years, never coming out of the coma.
Yeah, definitely difficult. And I know she's in a better place now. So thank you for that.
Yeah, Angela, she was beautiful. She her boyfriend was there for all the times. And then Angela, you want to explain that real quick? Just real quick.
Oh, yeah. So her boyfriend and I both came, and Matthew, daily too. So yeah, he was a great guy. So he would come and play. He was a musician, so he would play the piano for her and sing to her and read to her every night.
How did she finally die? What was the cause? What happened?
She stopped breathing on her own. We've made the decision to not have the machines keep her alive, but she was breathing on her own. For the first like 9.5 years, and then she stopped breathing on her own.
No, it was a beautiful woman, then hit by the drunk driver, and then that happens for the past 10 years. You know, that's why I'm with Mad. That's why everything is everything. So we can get the word out there. You know, it's just incredible.
Do you think, Matt? I mean, you were one of the fortunate ones. You were in a coma for 3 months, and you came out of it. When she was in her coma, do you think she had full cognitive perception inside but physically couldn't express it? I mean, is that what you see?
No, well, they're not completely cognitive there because she had different deficits. But Angela, she can express it too. You know, I'll give my little bit and then Angela can go. But with me and mine, because it was just... it was different. She was, she had the swelling of the brain, and like mine, but then they removed her bone flap, and then it was just a whole different stuff, you know. But she was there cognitively, but not like the cognitiveness to where you can say, oh, hi, how you doing? But she knows you're there. Everyone knows you're there when they're in a coma, even though they don't show it. But they do, because Angela will tell you, they had different... signs, different blessings to do. Okay, ready, set, go, Angela.
I think, from my understanding, and this is what I think if she fully cognitively knew that we were there, she would have woke up. And, you know, but I think she was dreaming, you know? Like,
yeah, it's just, it's
like
tough
dream state. So.
Yeah, we're always dreaming. If you think about it, us who aren't in a coma are always in. You know how we get those little seconds of just like, oh, what was I doing? When you just stare off, you know that poor man, right?
Yep.
You know when you're just there and you're just staring in one spot for like 10 seconds. What are you doing? Oh, I was somewhere else, right?
And so, in this case, they were somewhere else for 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, but because your brains, we talked about it, how many neurons do you have? What, like 60 billion? And then when they're injured like that, it's a tough thing to get back.
It must still be tough, Angela.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my sister was my best friend, but I live my life, you know, for the people that can't and for myself, obviously, but because that's what they would want us to do, and, you know.
What year did she pass away?
2018.
So from 2008 to 2018, she was in the coma.
Correct.
And we were all in it with her too, but not deep in it like that. But we had the feeling of it, you know.
Really, really appreciate you sharing that story, Angela. Can't thank you enough for coming on with Matt. Agreed, Matt?
Yes, thank you, Angela. That was very great. Thank you for everything, Angela.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I'll tell you what. I would love to hear your final thoughts on the whole thing. Can you hang on for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back with Matthew Thomas and Angela, straight out of a coma, the Neuron Report, right after this.
Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Straight Out of a Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.
And we're back with our remaining moments with Matt and Angela, whose sister was in a coma after getting T-boned in a car wreck from a drunk driver. And from 2008 to 2018, any final thoughts you want to let the audience know about, Angela?
I just feel like this story shouldn't have happened. Like, it shouldn't have happened to my family or anybody's family. My sister should be here with us now and living her life. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional, but I just hope it reaches somebody or many people that, you know, really, there's so many services now that you don't have to drink and drive, like Uber and, you know, so just, even though you might think you're okay to drive, it, you know, it's better to err on the side of caution.
Because obviously, what, like our family. See, he wasn't legally drunk, right?
So, that day's standards, but I think, like, the next year he would have been. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
They lowered the. They lowered it after that accident. So, anyways, that's my final thought. Thank you for having me on.
Really appreciate it. Again, sorry
for your... Thank you, Angela. I'll call you in like 5 minutes, but hey, this was good. Thank you very much for sharing. And we love you. We just everyone, okay? Thank you, Angela.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. You were saying off the air how we space sometimes for 10 seconds. I will never be the same. What were you explaining? Tell people.
No, well, because you know how people are in a coma and you know you don't think they're listening, but when we space and we're staring there, but we're still listening, right? Of course, because we can do that. That's just how a coma is. But they can't do the attention sustained, attention divided, or attention, yeah, they can't do cognitively.
All right, Matt, you talked to a few people, too, at the Poor Man's Morning
Rush.
Yeah,
Jamie
Easter
and
concert.
Liz, and Shan, they had their stories. And the one guy who's going in for surgery.
Hooligan Rob is going to go for another brain surgery, right?
Yeah, and so then we're gonna try to get them on as well. And then that girl from Australia, we have to do a recording because... She said her voice is too weak at 11 o'clock at night when we can get her on the air.
All right, Matt. Another compelling report. Give your contact info.
Okay, yes. My website is positive-matters.org. And to reach me by the landline, just kidding, my cell phone, 949-375-1178.
Thanks,
and
Matt.
It was good. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon, okay?
And your instant request, I'll play it for you right now.
Wham! Bad Boys!
Got it for you. All right, thanks, Matt.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Our musical theme of the day is four-letter bands. Wham! Is four letters, and here it is. Bad Boys. Woo!